And I am Digital Dave. And
I am Fast Eddie, the guy with the mustache.
The guy with the mustache, yep. Right. I want to make sure we answered that question.
Yeah, somebody posed one. They also said there are 30-plus Corsairs flying out there. I don't know. We'll have to do some research. But I know we have four of them here. And with us, hopefully, they're using Behringer brakes.
I tested his brakes on the way into the studio.
And
they work great.
Were they?
He stopped on a dime, man.
Did he activate the ABS doing it?
I didn't hear it fire, but maybe he did. I don't know.
Okay. We have Billy James here from Behringer Brakes. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Good.
Y'all, that's a southern thing.
Y'all, yeah. Well, he's not, but I was born in the South.
Okay.
I just escaped at an early age.
Oop. Gotcha. Right. It's all good.
Yeah, so, our mother was a Southern Belle. We're both ding-a-lings.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, we digress. Behringer Brakes, I think you got started in motorcycles, we read in the background, in 1985.
Yeah.
And then some reason, motorcycles just didn't do it. We have to have airplanes.
Absolutely.
Now, you got started mostly in the ultralight end of the business?
Light sports stuff, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us about your brakes. I mean...
Yeah, man. Well, it's a French company. They're in Tallard, France. And like you say, they've been around since 85 messing with this kind of stuff, wheels and brakes for high-performance race motorcycles. Behringer's the family name. And when they discovered airplanes and got into that, like I was telling you earlier, they just never looked back. Motorcycles are to take you where the airplanes are.
Right. That's what you said.
Yeah. I used to have a bumper sticker that said that. So,
I'll have to get one.
Yeah. So then you know, like any startup, you know, when you're trying to, you know, penetrate an industry like that, it was tough the first go around. But Behringer already had a very good name and great products for motorcycles. So it took on pretty good over in Europe. And then they came over here and tried to get into this market. And, you know, it had its slow start. But when everyone realized what these were, it took off pretty good. And we've been doing very well since. We've been in the States almost 10 years. I'm just looking. We came in 2012. So next year is 10 years.
And, talk about making me feel old. Wow.
You are old.
Yeah. So you get a lot of home builders that use the Behringers.
We do. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got a sizable market with the home built crowd. A lot of the higher performance airplanes really like them. So the RV guys, the Stoll guys, Lancers, and those kind. Because that's what we can stop. We can stop the heavy stuff.
Yeah. Lightweight with a lot of stop.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't see a lot of the smaller ultralights here with our stuff on it. You find that more in Europe, but here it is the RV crowd for sure, and those types of airplanes, you know, just the higher performance aircraft.
Now, when you're talking about brakes, you're not just talking about the rotor, the caliper, and maybe the wheel that goes with it. You're talking a full integrated system. Everything you need to bolt it into your aircraft and make it work.
It's everything. Oh, yeah.
So you do master cylinders and everything?
Oh, yeah. Reservoirs, master cylinders, parking brakes.
Wow, we've got soup to nuts.
Every bit of it. Yep. We've got over 20 STCs. We're on many OEMs. If you buy a new Cirrus, in fact, the last decade, if you've bought a new Cirrus, you have our wheels and brakes on those aircraft.
Well, that's a nice
Diamond
contract
aircraft.
To have.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Well, when they were, you know, when Cirrus came and was looking for a high-performance wheel and brake and something that was new and exciting, Behringer was standing there and said, hey, look at this.
What kind of composites are you using in the actual pads?
Oh, I mean, that's secret ingredient. That's
so much.
Yeah. That's actually one of the secret ingredients.
Okay.
The pads. There's magic in there.
I can tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't ask Colonel Sanders what's in that chicken.
No, it's just a break. Yes. Special ingredients cooked with love.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and as we all know, brakes wear out.
They
and
do.
I'm sure you have a tremendous warehouse somewhere in the United States full of Behringer brake parts.
Yeah, because we all have heavy feet in this country.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, actually, we do. So our USA footprint is in Greenville, South Carolina, which is where I live. And there's five or six of us there that run that operation. And we're actually moving in a month or two to the Greenville Downtown Airport, GMU. We're just right outside the proper airport, but we're looking at it.
Okay.
And our warehouse capacity is going to quadruple, if not more.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's been one of the sticking points that... we just don't have enough warehouse space to service everybody as quickly as we'd like.
So you sell direct?
We absolutely do sell direct.
No middlemen. Nice.
Well, we have a dealer network, absolutely, but you can buy from us direct.
Do you have a setup so that you can get parts to somebody who's stuck somewhere because of a worn-out brake or some kind of
brake
problem?
Yeah, AOG stuff.
AOG.
Yeah, we do. We have an AOG service that we provide for folks who are guarantee it out within 24 hours. Absolutely.
Do you offer design help? In other words, I'm building my whiz-bang special. I have no clue what kind of wheel or brake I want to put on it.
We do. Yeah, it takes a little bit longer time because everything is engineered and produced in France. So we take data and then we send that to France, let the engineers munch that and do what they do, and then we go back to our folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are typically, I guess, on the smaller planes like the RVs and all those, it's just a single rotor. It's not these multiple stack rotors
See. No, we don't have any stack rotors or anything. But The technology is actually kind of from the higher planes, where most of the bigger aircraft, where most folks are used to seeing a disc bolted onto our wheel. That's not what we have at all. So you'd really need to come by the booth or look online to see how our wheels and brakes are designed. It's quite unique. Not something you normally see in general aviation.
Okay, what have you got for a small electric scooter, you know, with like 12-inch wheels?
It has to have wings. We don't sell any wheels and brakes to anything that lives on the ground. It has to have wings.
No.
But if you come up with a flying scooter, we'd love to talk to you.
I was
going to
say, the way I drive it, it tends to fly every now and then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Just short hops.
Yeah. We've got something really new that we're excited about that we've just introduced this year. It is a tire pressure monitor system.
Okay.
As far as we know, no one else has that.
Right.
And it is a band that goes around your wheel, and it is Bluetoothed with your smartphone, smart device, whatever, and it will tell you the pressure and temperature of that wheel.
That's interesting. Now, does it do anything like RPM?
No,
just tire pressure.
Yeah, not yet.
But I imagine if you check it right as you're on approach, which like everybody has time to do that, you could see the spike in pressure when the tire heats up hit the ground.
It is recording stuff, so that's interesting. I know that it's not a feature now, but that sounds like
okay. I want to install the app so the next time we fly commercial, we'll key it up and see if we can see the tire pressure.
There you go.
Yeah. Good luck there,
Captain. That left rear is a little low.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Now, are you guys dabbling in any carbon fiber materials for your wheels or your brake rotors?
You might be asking the wrong guy. I'm not aware of that, but I know they're doing all kinds of research and development in France. So that would be our engineers' questions. Yeah.
Yep, trying to get the last ounce out of it, literally.
Well, we're one of the lightest in the industry, if not the. We know that. Yep.
Okay.
Well, if you're not the lightest, you're certainly the stylish. These things look like mag wheels.
Aren't they gorgeous? Yeah.
You know, one thing I've wondered about, nylon brake lines.
Okay.
I mean, everybody uses them, so obviously they're rated, they're safe, but you still wonder, is that really going to hold those kind of pressures? But
yeah.
I guess it does.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Right.
I know I race go-karts, and I don't use the nylon lines. I've got braided steel lines on the brakes because if you lose the brakes, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It ends badly.
And aircraft are so much more than that, right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It depends. If you lose the brakes on a long runway, it's not so exciting. However.
A short runway and one of them pops.
Especially when you floated halfway down it.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of the Stoll guys are putting our product on their aircraft. A lot of the Carbon Cub Crafters, the PA-18s, and all the different light sport, Kit Foxes and Just Aircraft, because the superior braking power and performance is what they have to have because of those short hops that they're making.
Right.
Intense. You've seen it. We've all seen it.
Yeah. It's like, well, I need to stop now.
Right now.
And, yeah. And they're literally abusing the brakes to make this all happen.
Boy, they're abusing everything in that airplane.
Yeah. Don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes it so interesting is watching how short it takes to, you know,
take
off and land.
And what's even more incredible is somehow that doesn't void the factory warranty.
There you go.
even though when the pilot from this competition taxis in and his brakes are on fire, the warranty hasn't burned up.
That's right.
Well, he stopped in 4 feet, so I could.
Yeah, that's good stopping distance. Right. Those brakes work.
Now,
yeah.
You've also got an anti-skid system, too?
Excuse me. We do. It's actually, it's not like a car, so there's nothing that's sensing a skid on a wheel. We don't have any sensors or electronics. Yeah, it's actually a adjustable pressure regulator where you set it. We have, you know, obviously directions to do that. Mm-hmm. But the idea is, and it works really well, is that you can, once it's set up properly, you can apply in the cockpit maximum braking. So you can just put the pedal to the floor, right? Standing on the brakes is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And the wheel won't skid.
Right, it'll stop at that max pressure.
It will give you maximum braking authority without stopping the wheel.
Nice. All right, we've been talking with Bill James of Behringer Brakes, and you guys are in one of the exhibit halls?
We're actually just right down the road here from you in the international side there.
Okay.
And facing the runway here.
Well, be sure and stop in.
Please do.
I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is
EAA Radio.